Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our Father, God, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for the midweek of this week, the second week, the third week of November. God, you have been gracious to us, God. We are almost towards the end of the year. And God, we honor you for just your keeping power, your staying power for us. God, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word on this morning. God, I pray that your word would be one, oh God, that would be profitable, because you said in your word that all scripture is inspired by God, and it is profitable. So God, we expect that on this morning, God. We expect reproof. We expect to be taught, God. Father, we expect all the things that you said that your word would be for us. So now, God, I pray for your people that hear your word on today. God, we pray that, God, whatever it is that they stand in need of, God, that it would do the very thing that they need it to do. Father, we bless you. We give your name reverence. We give your name praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that dialed in on this morning. On this morning, our travels take us to two scriptures, the first one being Matthew, the 13th chapter and the 31st verse. Matthew, the 13th chapter and the 31st verse, reading two verses from this. And it says, he, meaning Jesus, presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. The second passage of scripture that I want to come to read from is from Luke, the 17th chapter, starting at the 5th verse. Again, two verses from there. And the scripture reads as follows. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen. On this morning, the Lord has a simple question. What are you doing with your mustard seed? What are you doing with your mustard seed? It is amazing to me at times how God uses simplistic things to ask us very deep and profound questions. I think many of us would like to have more than enough. More than enough. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and if you are cooking food, or if you are going someplace with good food, come on now. when I say what I say, you'll understand why I said good food. If you're serving food, or if you're going someplace with good food, you're going to hope that they have more than enough. Not just enough. Just enough is okay, but more than enough means that people have an opportunity to get more of what they like. If you have just enough, they'll get just enough to be satisfied. But if they want some more later, there won't be any there. But having more than enough means that just in case something else comes up, they find a little pocket of space in that corner of their stomach, they can get some more. We would love to have more than enough money. Come on now. More than enough money means you can go out and do whatever it is you want to, have whatever it is you want to, buy whatever it is you want to, and still have enough left over just in case you eyeball something else that you may want. It's nice to have more than enough notoriety. For some of us would rather not be known. But some of us, it's good to have more than enough notoriety, meaning that more than enough folks know who you are, and it's to your benefit. Oh, here comes so-and-so. Listen, bring them, let them sit up front. Oh, there's so-and-so. Let them get their plate first. Oh, that's so-and-so. Let them do such. Come on now. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, it's good to have more than enough notoriety. But you all, in some instances, we don't need a lot to do what it is that God desires for us to do. We don't have to have a lot. We just need to know what to do with it. Ooh, God, I hear you on this morning. If you know what to do with it, it will yield you more than enough. Ooh, my. See, if you have just enough food, but you see more folks coming in, but you know how to serve that food, you end up with having more than enough. It means you can't give that big old helping of dressing. Maybe you can only give half that helping, but that means that'll be enough left over for those who want some more later. Come on now. Having more than enough money doesn't mean having a lot of money. It means knowing what to do with the money that you got in order to make sure that you have some left over later. Maybe that means that you don't just sit on it. You don't spend it all, but you invest some of it. Maybe you put it in savings bonds, or maybe you put it in a savings account and you don't touch it, like your holiday account. You put money in it during the course of the year and you know not to touch it, so that at the end of the year you can pull it out and that's what you use for your gifts, so that you're not touching your bill money. That way you don't necessarily need more than enough. You just need to know what to do with it. Okay, preacher, we get what you're saying. What are you trying to say? Notice in both of these scriptures, Jesus references a mustard seed. And he references the mustard seed because the mustard seed is said to be the smallest of all seeds. But listen. In the first scripture, he likened the kingdom of heaven to a grain of mustard seed. And he said that when he take that and he sowed it, he planted it in the field, when it's full grown, it's larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree. It stands out. Now, mind you, you can't just go and just drop it in the ground and expect it to do what it's supposed to do. You have to cultivate it. You have to make sure it goes in the right soil. You have to make sure it gets watered. You have to make sure that the animals or the birds don't come and pick it out of the ground and eat it. What am I saying? I'm saying if the kingdom of heaven is in you, and the way that the kingdom will grow here on earth, and you have to live as kingdom citizens and live with a kingdom lifestyle, you got to know what to do with your mustard seed in order for the kingdom to grow in you and through you on this earth. It says when it's full grown, when it's full grown, the birds of the air will come and nest in its branches, meaning that the birds of the air could be the enemies of the mustard seed if the mustard seed isn't prepared, if it's not protected the way it should be. But as opposed to the birds of the air coming to eat the seed, it will actually come back and nest in its branches, meaning that the one that could have been the enemy of the mustard seed actually comes and seeks out the mustard seed for shelter and for housing. Come on, somebody. What does that mean, preacher? It means that if we cultivate this kingdom lifestyle the way we should, as opposed to the folks fighting against it as we were growing it, they're actually going to see it produce and come and say, I need to be a part of the kingdom. Are you catching what I'm saying? He also talks about the mustard seed when it comes down to faith. It says that the apostles were talking about having their faith increased. And really that came down to Jesus giving them instructions in Luke 17. And he was talking about not being a stumbling block for others. He was talking about how it would be terrible for those who became a stumbling block for those that are new to the faith. It would be like a millstone be hung around their neck. And then he goes on to say that if their brother sins against them, that you're supposed to rebuke him, but then if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times and comes back and repents seven times, you have to forgive him seven times. And the apostles were like, look, you've got to increase our faith. I don't know if we could do all this. And Jesus came back and said, if you have faith like a mustard seed. In other words, if you believe that you can do this, you don't have to have a whole lot of faith. And truth be told, the faith is not even in your abilities. It's having faith in what God can do through you. If you've got a little bit of faith that God can use you in that way, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea. And guess what? It would obey you. Why? Because you believed in God that it could be done. And it can be done. What are you doing with your mustard seed? Are you growing the kingdom? Are you seeing kingdom growth through you? Even if it's just a little bit? Do you know how to cultivate it? Do you know how to help it grow? What are you doing with your mustard seed? Are you believing God for the impossible? Are you believing God to do it through you and in you? What are you doing with your mustard seed? You don't need to have a lot. But you need to do something with it. What are you doing with it? Listen, on this 15th day of November, in the year of our Lord 2017, don't you let another day go by without you doing something with your mustard seed. There are 46 days left in this year. 46. 46. Take these next 46 days and work your mustard seed like you never worked it before. Little becomes much when you place it in the Master's hand. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Father, God, we thank you on today. We thank you, oh God, because we understand that in the midst of everything that you desire to come through us, in the midst of everything that you desire to happen with us, you realize that we don't have the ability to be able to do all that we may want to do. Within us, we slip up, we fail, we trip up. So we've got to know what to do with our mustard seed. You've given us two instances in the Word where you reference the mustard seed to give us the likelihood or to liken it to the fact that we don't have to have much. We don't have to have much to believe in what you will do through us. We don't have to have much to start growing the kingdom. We just have to have something to grow the kingdom. We don't have to have much to grow our faith. We just need to grow our faith. And when we start doing it, God, you will do the most through us. You will yield a crop that is overflowing in our faith and in our kingdom citizenship. So on today, oh God, as we embark on the last 46 days of this year, God, grow through us, grow in us. God, we pray that we will learn what to do with our mustard seed and do it for kingdom's sake. Let us be your change agents today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You all go out and be the change that you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.